This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. So today's part 6 about the word uff. And I'm sure when many of you hear that, you know exactly what we're referring to. So let's get right into it. We're going to Surah Isra. Surah Al-Isra, it's actually verse 23 and 24. So Surah Al-Isra, verse 23 and 24. Let's begin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا. This verse, a lot of people think that this verse is all about being good to parents. And then usually when we want to give our kids lectures about and reminders about being good to parents, this is one of the verses you'll almost always hear about, that, oh, you should never say uff to them. You know, Allah says this in the Quran. Actually, it's a bit more specific than that. It's not just parents in general, but it's very specific about parents that attain an old age. Because when do parents become difficult? It's usually when they get older. And we're going to show some examples of how that happens as we continue with the verse. But the verse starts like every single verse of the entire Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to talk to you about parents, the first thing that He tells you about is Himself. Make sure that if you want to perfect a relationship with mom and dad, then you need to make sure that you perfect your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here's the question. Why? What's the connection? Why is it that every time Allah talks about parents, Allah has to speak about Himself first? Take care of my relationship, your worship to me first, then we'll get into the parents thing. The answer, I mean, there are many answers, but one answer that's very important for all of us to understand is that parents, especially when they get older, but just parents in general, and all of us who are parents out there, we completely know and understand what this is talking about. Parents will be difficult, whether they are young or old, whether they are new parents or old parents, they'll be difficult. You'll have moments where, and this is just part of life, you'll have moments where your parents will rub you the wrong way. They'll say things to you, they'll embarrass you, they'll make fun of your cooking. You do a job, like you clean up your room, you make something, you're like, Mom, Dad, look what I did. And they're like, oh, well, you didn't clean up that well. You vacuumed, but you didn't vacuum that well. You know, you cooked, but you didn't put enough salt in your food. And they'll say this in front of people. Every now and then, this is going to happen. The way to get through those difficult moments, those embarrassing moments, those moments that make you go, and you hold back, just to be able to deal with all of that, is to always know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hearing. And the fact that you have a strong connection with Allah, there is nothing in this world you cannot handle, especially with the people that you live with and you're exposed to pretty much your entire life. And so to be able to get through those difficult moments where even if you ask people, you know, dude, I got parents and they're so annoying, they're this, they're that, they're always telling me this, they're always abusing me, they're always doing this and that. And they can give you all the counsel and all the advice in the world. But at the end of the day, your strength and relationship with your Creator is what helps you get through all of that. And get through it in the best way, the most civilized way possible. So whether that means that you need to get help from others, I mean, it could be a very abusive and toxic situation at your house with your parents, or you're able to cope with those things yourself. You're able to handle and get through those difficulties with yourself. The point is, your relationship with Allah is what keeps you stable in the most difficult of times. It keeps everything under control. So especially when it comes to your parents. I mean, your kids will annoy you. Your friends will annoy you. Your community will annoy you. Everybody on planet Earth will annoy you. But when the annoyance comes from mom and dad, it's different. You know, I hear this a lot, but I mean, we all experience this, right? I hear this a lot, like young students will say to me, you know, my friends can insult me. They can swear at me. They can say all the names in the book to me. But the moment my mom or my dad or both of them just get upset, like they stop talking to me for the day, or they say to me, oh, you're not being good today, you know, you didn't listen to me, you're being annoying today, or they say something, it's not even a curse word, they're not putting me down, but they're just expressing a level of annoyance towards me, that's worse than anything my friends could have ever said to me. So it's very powerful, the relationship that we have with parents. And even if your parents are not alive, even if your parents are not Muslim, none of that matters. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. It's your biological parents, and it doesn't matter what religion or background they come from. They're your parents. Case closed. Allah says that once you establish a good relationship and connection with me, now we can move forward to all of those difficult scenarios and moments, particularly in this ayah, it's about parents. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have deemed for you, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ, I have deemed and ordained and ordered you that you never worship anything other than me, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. بِالْوَالِدَيْنِ. You see, there are lots of words in Arabic to describe parents. You have abun, you have ummun, and in this ayah here, you have walid and you have walida. Together, dual form, walidain. Walid, your biological parents. So Allah is very specific. It's not the person that you think is your parent that has raised you or done certain things that your parents haven't had. This is very specific. It's referring to your birth parents. And them in particular, wherever they may be, in whatever relationship you have with them, Allah says the bare minimum that's required of you to them is وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ is إِحْسَانًا. We've talked about إِحْسَانًا in a previous video. And very briefly, إِحْسَان for us is the peak of Iman. But when it comes to how we treat parents, it's the start of that relationship with parents. So when it comes to our individual worship and devotion, the peak of Iman and faith is called Ihsan. But when it comes to the starting point of respecting and loving parents, that's called Ihsan. It's absolutely amazing that that's the starting point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts out for you and I. Now look at what the verse is going to, it's going to start to narrow down its conversation and focus of just exactly what part of this whole relationship Allah is pointing out here, Allah is teaching us. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرْ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. If one or both of them, and the key word here is عِنْدَكَ. عِنْدَكَ means that they're near you, they're actually with you. You see, it's different that if your parents are in a different city or in a different country, if you're talking to them on the phone or on Skype or what have you, and they start getting annoying to you. They're like, oh, did you take your medicine? Are you taking care of your health? What are you cooking today? Who taught you to cook it that way? I never taught. And they're just going on and on and on the phone about anything and everything. It's easy for you as a kid because they're in a different part of the world. Okay, mom, dad, okay, I gotta go now. Yeah, somebody's at the door. Oh, I have to leave now. Okay, I'm gonna get busy. The kids are calling me. And you can just clunk. You can just hang up the phone. But when they're عندك, they're with you. Now you can't do that. Now in this case here, now it doesn't mean that it's okay for you to just hang up the phone or stop texting or stop responding to their text and stop answering their calls. But specifically here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if they're physically there in front of you, then either one or both parents, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't you dare utter any expression of أُفْ. Before we get to oof, go back to all of this. When we're talking about our relationship, and even especially the difficult moments, the difficult times that you have with parents, it's important to understand, and this is for me, and it doesn't matter how old you are as a son or daughter listening to this, it doesn't matter. You could be 50, you could be 75. If your parents are still alive, one or both of them, Allah is saying that there are certain aspects of their character, their personality and behavior as parents that you are going to have to just accept and deal with. It's a grind we all have to go through. You know, I could remember years ago, I used to take care of an elderly man. And when I used to go visit him, as soon as I walked into his house, he would tell me to open the window. Right, just to get some air into the house. So I'd go over there and I'd start to crack the window open. He would say to me, stop, stop, stop. And I would literally freeze. He's like, not so much. Close it a little bit. So I'd close it just an inch more. He's like, oh, that's too much. Go back a bit more. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, this is so precise. I mean, was he a scientist or something that I didn't know about? And he would just literally tell me, he said, just a little bit more, a little more. I wouldn't even move the window an inch. And then he would say, stop, and leave it there. Those are the moments that you have to say nothing. You be quiet. Don't even say oof. Don't express oof. Now come to the word oof. Uff is a ism fi'l, is what we call it in Arabic. It's a name or of an action or an expression. But what's amazing about this ayah is not the actual word uff. It's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not specify what uff should be. Why? Because what could be annoying or unacceptable in one home might be a little bit different in somebody else's house. So for example, you can say to somebody, dude, why are you talking to your mom that way? Like, why are you raising your voice? But you're not cursing at them. You're not insulting them, but you are getting a little loud. So he'll say to his buddy, dude, why are you raising your voice? Relax. But then in another scenario, raising the voice in somebody else's house is completely normal. So how do we understand what uff is? The answer is it goes back to the basic parameters and principles of what is considered to be good character. And to get this answer, you have to go to the Quran and Sunnah. So let's go to that. Let's go now. We're in the Quran already. Let's go to the Sunnah now. Our Prophet والسلام, said an authentic hadith narrated in Bukhari and Muslim, said a statement that literally sets the tone of how to deal with all of this. So how do you know what's good in one house isn't good in another? What's acceptable here is not acceptable there. As a matter of fact, even for us kids, our values and the way that we treat our own children might be different than how our parents taught us. So you might be taking your kids over to grandparents' house, right? And you've raised your children that healthy snacks, no candies, no sugar, no junk food. But when they go to grandma and grandpa's house, what happens? Grandpa gives them some sweets. Grandma gives them their allowance, even though they just got an allowance from you 2 days ago. Grandma sticks like a $5 bill or something. And then they come to you and say, Mom, Dad, look what Grandpa and Grandma gave me. And he has a lollipop in his mouth and a chocolate bar here and a bag of chips here. And it's like, look what grandparents gave. You can't go to your grandparents now, or you can't go to your parents and say to them, Mom, Dad, how could you do that? Why would you give them this junk food if I don't give it to them in my own house? Don't do that to my kids. You don't get to say that. Allah says, don't even express uff to them. That doesn't mean now that they have this free card to just parrot all they like with kids that don't even belong to them. What that means is that even if you're going to disagree, or you want to say to your parents, Mom, Dad, you know, I try to control how much junk food they have. Do you see the difference? It's a difference when you're just talking and you're trying to encourage and you're trying to say to your parents that, look, you know, I'm trying to train them just to reduce the amount of junk food they eat, reduce the amount of playtime they have, because I really want to focus on their studies. I want to focus on, you know, he just got 6 cavities in his mouth, so we're trying to decrease the sweets, etc., etc., etc. Just talk to them. Talking to your parents about things that you prefer as opposed to what they prefer is not haram, right? You can disagree with parents. That's not haram. It's the mannerism, and that mannerism is captured in just one word in Arabic, 2 letters, uff, alif and fa. Uff, ism fi'l, as we mentioned, is an expression of disgust, you know, annoyance, frustration. Some scholars explained uff to mean the fingernails, the trimmings of your fingernails. So when somebody trims their nails, the leftovers, when you look at that, it's, you know, it's on the carpet, it's on the floor or what have you. And it's disgusting, and you say, uff, uff, uff. Arabs do this a lot as well, where when something shocks them or something is upsetting to them, they say, uff, ya Rab, uff. Right? So it's a term that's still used. But for us English-speaking individuals and where we come from, we don't usually say the word uff. So that's why it's important to understand, number one, it's an expression as well, not restricted to just words. Words are part of uff, but not restricted to. So even there's some kids, man, they don't have to say a word. They just give you a look, and that's enough to hurt their parents. That's enough to make their parents cry. Just, you know, you'll give them that look. Or you'll react if they ask you, okay, can you come help me in the garage? Fine, I'll come. See that? That's oof. Can you go clean up your room? Okay, fine, I'll go. That's oof. Or you don't do anything. You just sit there. And your parents call you over and over. Could you help me cook? Could you help me in the kitchen? Could you come upstairs? I can't get out of the bed. My back hurts. Could you give me a massage? Could you rub my back? Could you rub my feet? Like, okay. Fine, I was doing homework, but whatever. That's all oof. Unless it's particularly when your parents attain an old age, you have to be able to control and stop oof in every scenario possible. Stop it. You know, abuse is one thing. As we said, you know, those are things that you can address and address it properly. And if you need help, you can go and seek counsel and help. That's different. We're just talking about relationships, regular relationships where your level of patience and tolerance is starting to shorten, and your parents testing and pushing every button in your life is happening more and more consistently. With that being said, I'm going to drift out of this for a minute and go into a side point. With COVID-19, we all see and we all hear that the elderly community, you know, all of the mothers and fathers in senior homes are getting hit extremely hard with COVID. Especially particularly here where I'm living in Canada and in North America, every single day, more than a dozen, sometimes more than, you know, much more than a dozen, 50, 60, 100 people in one senior's home is getting the COVID virus. But then what it also exposed was the treatment that those mothers and fathers were getting in those seniors' home, even pre-COVID-19. You know, the neglect, the horrendous conditions. Yet that some of them were so bad. Some of the conditions that there were that these mothers and fathers, these elderly people were living with, was so terrible. It's hard to even mention it. It's hard to even say this to you. It's unimaginable. And for us as Muslims, oof is enough for Allah to keep us to do the right thing when even if we're working in seniors' homes and we're taking care of these elderly men and women, just because that they could be our parents. And the Prophet ﷺ, so let's go back to what that hadith is I wanted to share with you, that authentic hadith narrated in Bukhari and Muslim. The Prophet ﷺ tells us that when you curse or you swear at a person that is old enough to be your own parent, Allah counts that as though you have cursed your own biological mother and father. So when you're in that senior's home and that patient is annoying you, they keep dinging, you know, ringing the bell, calling, buzzing you to come back in, the nurse or whoever, oof, you do your job. No matter how frustrating and upsetting it gets, the fact that you do your job is one thing, but this is another human being and they're old enough to be your own parents. So how you treat somebody else's parent could actually determine how Allah will account you for treating your own parents. What you say to somebody who's old enough to be yours, your parent, Allah will account you as though you're doing the exact same thing to your own mother and father. That's unbelievable. If that was the only hadith to teach us about Birrul Walidain, it could be enough. I mean, we have much more narrations and traditions this way, but that one particular profound hadith of our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that Birrul Walidain, the principle of respecting parents in general, is something that is universal. It's not just only your mom and dad, but you can curse out everybody else's mother and father. No. And then Allah says, even if you don't say anything, as long as it fits within the realm of uff, case closed, don't do it. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. And don't you dare scold them. Tanhar from nahara. Nahara is also a verb that's used that if you're in a pool and you start splashing water in your face, that's called nahrun. So Allah is saying, and don't scold them. So this is an extension now of uff. This is an extension of it. So Allah is just saying, don't even give them the look because that's like you're scolding them without saying anything. Don't leave a scar on their life, in their memory. Don't do that. Because parents, especially when they're old, they never forget moments like that. The one time where they called for you, but you didn't answer for a whole week. The one time where they tried to express their opinion on something, and you embarrass them in front of the guests, in front of everyone else. They were embarrassed. They don't forget that. And they will literally sit in their bed remembering and thinking about, can't believe my son said that to me. Can't believe my daughter acted that way. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, and say words that are noble, that are just, that are peaceful. So in other words, us kids, there's a large portion of our relationship with parents that we have to, that we don't like, that we have to swallow. Keep it to yourself. You know, you don't like it, your parents are not perfect, too bad. If they don't speak English as well as you do, too bad. Learn their language. They don't have to learn English for you. You learn it for them. Where am I getting this from? The last verse. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Lower your wings of humility and mercy to them. What does that even mean? You know, if a bird is flying, you know, if they start flapping their wings, they excel and they start going higher and higher and they fly. But the bird has to make the choice to lower its wings so that it can do what? So that it can land. And it can potentially be vulnerable to predators and other things. But the point is, it makes the choice to lower its wings so that it could be amongst other birds, it could look for food, but it's risky. But it's the humility in that choice. So for us kids, what this ayah is saying, that even if your parents don't speak English well, they've never gone to school, they grew up milking the cows and going to the farm at 4 a.m. in the morning, and they can't speak and they can't articulate themselves similar to you, they don't have the background, the education, the status and all of those things. What does Allah say? You, the kids, lower yourselves or to the same level or below to mom and dad. Unbelievable. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. That's mercy. You know, mercy is explained differently. Scholars differ how the mercy is expressed in this ayah. The mercy could come from you to your parents. The mercy could be an expression, so any act of mercy towards your parents. But the point is, it has to come from you. You have to be able to initiate that so that you don't present this superior personality or presence in front of your parents. You never ever make yourself come across as though you're better than your parents in any way. No matter what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with, that He didn't give it to your parents. This is what Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling us. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا. And you pray and make a dua to Allah. Oh Allah, have mercy on them. Bless them. Take care of them. كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. The same way they used to do that with us when we were little. They used to care for us. You know, when we were little, we would kick our parents in bed and they would still tap us gently to sleep. When we were little, they would cook and, you know, make all of these nice foods for us. 99% of the time, your parents, you know, they'll make food that you like, not what they like. They'll ask you, so what do you want to eat today? I want to eat pasta. I want to eat spaghetti. But you ate that yesterday. Yeah, I want to eat it again. And guess what mom does? She makes it again. You know, dad, the same relationship. Anything that you want, parents will just give it to you. And they become second. This actually happened when Aisha radiallahu anha, a woman with her two daughters, came to the house. And they were beggars. So Aisha radiallahu anha, she had three dates. So she gave the mother a date and the two daughters a date each. As soon as the daughters got the date, they literally just devoured it. And the mother, when she's looking at her two daughters eating because they were starving, she took her own date, she split it in half and gave it to her daughter. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she saw this and she was so impressed. She couldn't believe the sacrifice that the mother made. The mother is starving too. But she didn't want to see her kids starve any further. So she sacrificed her own date and gave it to her daughters. And the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, Aisha eventually told her husband about this, and he told her a statement, اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. Protect yourself from the fire even if it's just with a date. In other words, even if you give a date for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to feed somebody else, that could actually be a protection for you from the fire. So the point is, وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. And then you would pray for our parents. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. We will always be indebted to what our parents do for us. And for those of you who have parents that weren't Muslim or that have already passed away, don't think that these verses, you skip them over and you just continue. These verses are just as relevant, just as applicable to you as anyone else. Why? Because if your parents are not here, then you preserve and protect their memory, their legacy. You can't just have conversations with people. Yeah, my mom, yeah, she was really annoying, but you know, I coped with it. You don't get to do that. You don't get to expose the faults of your parents even after they're passed away. Leave that alone. That's between them and Allah. You don't know what it's like to be a parent until you became one. And especially for the kids listening to this, you might be thinking to yourself, well, you know what, Brother Musleh, I get it. I hear you. I hear what the Quran is saying. I hear what the Sunnah is saying. But you don't live in my house. You don't know my mom. My mom can be so, so difficult. You don't know my father. My father is allergic to smiling. He has no sense of humor whatsoever. You don't know what it's like living at home with my parents. So, thanks. What does Allah say? رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ. The next verse, I mean, I didn't put it here, but I'll just hint at it and then we'll pause, inshallah. رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ. Allah knows what's inside of you. Subhanallah. So if I don't know, no one else knows. Allah is saying, I know what's going on in your house. I know what you're dealing with. So just talk to me. إِن تَكُونُوا صَالِحِينَ. If you're actually telling the truth about your parents, then just talk to me. Just speak to me about it. I'll counsel you. I'll give you the strength. Did you see how رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ took us back to the beginning of verse 23, وَقَضَى رَبُّكُ, dealing with the difficult moments in with parents all goes back to your discipline and your relationship, your strength between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get that strong and stable. And all the faults in those difficult moments with parents, you'll be able to get through them just fine. So with that being said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless, honor, love, and protect our moms and our dads, wherever they may be, aindama kan, al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat, those that are with us and those who have passed on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love and protect them, reward them, and give them the highest level of Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Those of you who have been separated from mom and dad, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunite you with your mom and with your dad in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Those of you who have parents from another faith, may Allah azza wa jal keep your relationship strong with them in this world and give you the best place and stance in the akhirah together, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, in a manner that is pleasing to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, that's our short reminder today. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless you all. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.